Yeavely's most sophisticated piece is just opposite, because he was responsible for completing the nave of nearby Westminster Abbey. And there it is, looking wonderfully uniform as we know it today. And I say this is what the nave of Westminster Abbey is today, because it's 1,000 years old, Westminster Abbey, and it's had sort of layers and layers of building work. I mean, here we can see what it looked like when it was first completed. This is an artist's drawing or an artist's interpretation. This is the abbey here that was built by Edward the Confessor, the Holy King, who very much wanted to make sure he got into heaven. So he created a monastery or minster west of the old city, and the abbey went alongside it. Now, today, when we look at this, it's a very different animal from the abbey that we know in Parliament Square today. It's rather more sort of squat, isn't it? And we've got these rounded arches and sort of Norman columns. So it's sturdy, but not particularly soaring looking, but adequate. And it became, of course, the famous coronation church where every king and queen of England is crowned and then many of the royal family buried within. However, 2 centuries later, we get this gentleman, yes, King Henry III. And King Henry III didn't like Westminster Abbey as it looked. He thought it was very old-fashioned and a bit shabby and not beautiful enough to be a royal mausoleum and a coronation church. So he basically ordered that it be rebuilt in a style that he was thought was more fitting. And work began apace. And here we can see the completed chapter house that was unveiled in 1245 in a very different style. We've got what we call early English Gothic here, the beginning of points and pinnacles that you can see, and even the lancet windows that we're looking at with the red dot, they're a little bit pointed, aren't they? And we've got something called quatrefoils, these four-leafed clovers designed, and then the daisy shape design. And he'd taken great inspiration, Henry, from France. I think a lot of people, when they see this view of Westminster Abbey, have a Notre Dame moment or two and look at the sweeping nave. However, believe it or not, despite best intentions, they actually ran out of money halfway down the nave of Westminster Abbey. Yes, and it remained incomplete, unfinished for over 100 years. And yet you'd never know it when you looked at this. No, because in the 14th century, and they found the funds to complete the nave, and they chose Yeavely to do it. Oh, and you'd never guess, wouldn't you, that it wasn't built at all at one time. It's a wonderful uniformity, which was very clever of Yeavely. He just created this homogeneous harmony, didn't he? However, he did want you to know which bit he did. And there's a next time you're in Parliament Square, have a look. You might know this. But if you look halfway down the nave here, do you see this little door that I'm pointing to? And if you look above it, you can see two lancet windows and that quatrefoil. Yes, that four-leaf clover. And then you can see another quatrefoil here. Now, anything that has a quatrefoil on the nave is Yeavely's bit, the bit that was added over 100 years later. And anything with that five-petal daisy-shaped window, well, that's 100 years earlier. That's the 1200s. But oh my goodness, you really have to look. So it's a nice little nod. Yeavely wanted you to know which bit he did. And he even did something inside the nave so that you knew too. So when you look at this nave, again, it's uniform. It feels like it was designed at one time. But next time you're in there, look carefully at these. These are called spandrels. And if you look, oh my goodness, there is a difference. The older bit of the spandrels that we see here are textured, are carved with little flowers. But the bit that Yeavely did is plain. But you really, you know, it doesn't spoil the uniformity. Oh, what a clever man.